Unity. There is 19% of the crop that is now combined, which is ahead of the five-year average, 2017 to 2021, of 13%. Areas that saw semi-regular rains are reporting yields above or closer to average, whereas areas that missed those rains are reporting very poor yields. Many producers are predicting a quick harvest if the weather remains hot and dry. A large, substantial rain will be needed across the region after the completion of harvest. 57% of the lentils, 56% of the field peas, 4% of the oats, 14% of the barley, 11% of the spring wheat, 5% of the durum and 5% of the canola has been combined. Very little rainfall fell in the region this past week, which made for good harvesting conditions, but also further deteriorated the soil moisture rating for the region. The only mentionable rainfall was in the eyebrow area where 28 m was received. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 34% adequate, 39% short and 27% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 35% adequate, 35% short and 30% very short. Many producers in the region report they are no better off than they were last year, and they desperately need rain this fall to replenish the moisture in their field for next year's crop. Pasture conditions in the region are rated as 4% excellent, 8% good, 38% fair, 33% poor and 17% very poor. Most pastures in the region have not improved from last year's drought and have not been able to sustain cattle without supplemental feeding and water hauling. Producers have been hauling water for many weeks now, and some who had very low hay yields have started sourcing alternative sources of feed for the winter. The majority of crop damage this week was due to drought stress prematurely drying down pasture and haylands. The abundance of grasshoppers in the region continue to cause a large amount of damage to most crops. Sawfly have also become a problem in the region as producers have discovered the pest in their wheat crops. Some producers are seeing large portions of their field affected while others only have minor damage. Farmers are busy hauling bales, moving cattle closer to home, hauling water and continuing to swath and combine crops.